tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you're having a great day and a great holiday season. Well, a number of years ago, I had the privilege of serving alongside singer-songwriter Meredith Andrews. I spoke at an event where she led worship, and I think we've done a few events together since then. And not only is she a powerhouse in a tiny package, she's real and true as they come. That's why her message and her music brings just life to so many. Well, it is time for another edition of Artist Corner. Today is my guest, Meredith Andrews, and she joins me as we celebrate her new Christmas album, Receive Our King. Want you to know, we've got 3 copies of Meredith's new album to give away today. Not taking calls, so you know the drill if you want in on the drawing. And I'm telling you, this is more than a Christmas album. It is a worship album. Email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. That's livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put either Receive Our King or Meredith's album or something in the subject line like that so I know this is the thing you're going for. A couple quick announcements. This Thursday is our great giveaway. It's the thing we do every year. We devote the whole show, both hours on Thursday, to your stories and your calls. And we're hoping and praying that in this holiday season, we've mobilized thousands of you to engage in random acts of kindness. If this is the first you're hearing about it, you still got a couple of days. Just asking you to prayerfully consider what God would have you do for somebody maybe you'd otherwise miss, you know, that you would notice someone, that you would help someone. And then you can call anonymously if you want. But on Thursday, both hours devoted to taking your calls. Everybody who gets on the air will get a Christmas candy bar and a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. And then we'll give 2 of you, if you're the most inspirational stories, 2 of you will get a great giveaway basket filled with goodies and books and just Christmas treats and that kind of a thing. Each of those baskets value at about $100 each. Just our way of saying thank you so much for being the hands and feet of Christ. Another quick announcement, just Faith Radio is growing by leaps and bounds, and just want to give a shout out. In case you're listening on one of our new FM signals, 89.1 FM in Bismarck, 94.1 FM in Hartford, 93.1 FM in Waterloo, 104.7 FM Madison, 90.7 and 97.5 FM in the Twin Cities, or maybe you're streaming online. No matter how you're listening, we just welcome you to the family and so honored to be serving and encouraging you in your faith journey. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Meredith Andrews is a 2-time Dove Award-winning contemporary Christian music singer-songwriter. She's released 6 studio albums, including her most recent album that we're celebrating today, Receive Our King. My dear Meredith, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Susie. It's always a joy to be with you.
Always a joy to be with you. And friends, she's got 3 little kids, so she's doing this interview from her minivan. I'm just saying, that's dedication. Appreciate that
Just to ensure that I wouldn't be interrupted, because exactly. I am interrupted even in my bathroom, but they won't be able to find me out here. And my parents are here, so they're good.
That's fantastic. Please thank them for me. Yeah. Well, you know, we always love to start by talking scripture, and you chose Romans 5. Verses 3-5. Does that sound right? Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. That's such a powerful passage. Talk about why you chose it.
Yeah, well, Susie, you know, I was asked, what is your life verse or a verse that's ministered to you lately? And this one has just been maybe the verse for my year. I just feel like the Lord has had me on this journey of developing my character and perseverance and thus my hope. And the fact that the hope that he develops within us is, it never disappoints us, like, because our hope is not in our outcome. Our hope is not in our circumstances. Our hope is not in the way that things play out, whether it's the way that we plan or not. Our hope is in Jesus, and he never lets us down, and he never disappoints us. And I just feel like in the last year especially, the Lord has just been teaching me more about digging in, pressing in, allowing him to develop these things inside of me, my character, my perseverance, and the hope that I have in him that cannot be shaken as long as I'm standing on Jesus, my solid rock. He is my firm foundation.
Boy, it's such a good testimony. You know, I've talked about this before, but, you know, so often we want peace on all sides. And who doesn't? I mean, that there's times and seasons for that. And we don't like these hard times, but the hard times press us in so deeply to him.
Right.
And when we come out the other side, if we press into him, we are richer as a result. We're stronger.
That's
when we're
right.
Deeply rooted. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, exactly.
I remember reading years ago as I was walking through one of my valleys of the shadow, just thinking about it, the Lord just whispered to my heart that these valley of dry bones, you know, I want to bring life to these dry bones, but too often a person, when they're walking through the valley of the shadow, they won't let their flesh die, and so instead their dream dies. Mm. So they walk through the valley
right.
with their flesh intact and their dream behind them. I mean, as you, as a woman who's called on many levels, you know, as a wife and a mother and a singer-songwriter, you had lots of opportunities to die to your flesh or to fight for your flesh. Just speak to that whole idea and how your calling really is tied to your obedience and humility.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, God is not looking at us and going, you know, valuing our gifts above our integrity or valuing our calling above what's really going on in our heart, the motivation of our heart and our obedience to Him. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And, you know, just in the last probably 10 years that I've walked, just becoming a wife and then a mom and also recording albums and traveling and leading worship, I've just sensed this theme kind of running throughout my life of the Lord just saying to me, be faithful where I've called you. Be faithful where I've called you. You know, don't look to the right or the left. Don't get ahead of me. Just stay right here, right beside me. And when I call you to a season of rest, then learn to rest. Yeah. And that's the season that He's calling me into right now, because I've kind of come off the road. I just got home from a Christmas tour yesterday, and I'm just now taking a deep breath. And I, you know, I took a nap this afternoon, and it was like, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those seasons, coming off of those seasons and learning to press into God, because I realize that if I'm just spinning my wheels and if I'm, and I've gleaned so much from your book, The Sacred Yes, Your Sacred Yes, Susie. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just spinning my wheels constantly, then I'm actually getting nowhere. And it's about being super intentional with what I give my yes to and hearing the voice of God and saying, okay, Lord, what is it that you've called me to? In this season, is it, you know, primarily to stay at home? In this season, is it to primarily, you know, be on the road and to minister? What does it look like? And because I really believe that revelation is going to come from rest. Revelation is going to come from denying my flesh and going, okay, if Lord, if you've called me to lay this down, then I'll lay it down willingly, because I'd rather be obedient to you than have all the dreams in my heart. Because I believe that when we honor the Lord in that way and we just surrender and we say, God, here are my dreams and my plans and my purposes, many times maybe He'll keep them for Himself, but I've seen the Lord honor me and my family and so many people who have just surrendered their dreams and their plans and just said, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. And many times He'll give them back and tenfold, you know, different from what we anticipated or better than what we could have ever, you know, imagined or conjured up for ourselves. But it's so necessary for us when God says go low, that we go low. And that when He says, I'm taking you into a season of hiddenness, that you don't fight it, but you just say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to take a back seat and I'm going to let you speak to my spirit and I'm going to let you grow my character and draw my heart closer to you, because at the end of the day, that's what I want more than anything. And if I don't have this solid relationship with Jesus, then anything that you give me will actually crush me instead of bless me.
Wow. I bet somebody's just taking ferocious notes right now. It's such amazing wisdom. Well, talk to us about this Christmas album. You know, I know as a writer, there's so many things you could write, but it's like God often does things in us before He does them through us. How was the inspiration idea first born in your heart?
Well, you know, it's a Christmas album, and who doesn't love Christmas?
Come on, exactly.
But I know, yeah, exactly. But when I sat down with my husband, because he produced this album, my husband Jacob, and we started talking about what we wanted it to sound like and what songs we wanted to be on it, all I could say was, you know, I want this to be more than just a Christmas album that makes people feel warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have those certain albums that are just, it's not quite Christmas until you turn it on. For me, it's The Carpenters' Christmas album. For my husband, it's Vince Gill. So I wasn't really necessarily going for that. I wanted it to be, worshipful above everything else. And Christmas itself stirs my heart to worship in a different way than the rest of the year, because I'm reflecting on why Jesus came the way that He came. The fact that, you know, Christmas is representing the first time that Jesus came on the scene after 400 years of silence. And he was Emmanuel, and he was the Messiah, but so many didn't recognize him as such. And, you know, so just thinking about big picture with this record, I wanted it to draw people's hearts to worship and to remember the Christ child and to reflect upon how Jesus came as a baby and how miraculous that was.
Wow. We're going to pause here talking to Meredith Andrews, celebrating the release of her new Christmas album, Receive Our King. We've got three copies. I'd love to get one into your hands. If you want in on the drawing, just email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put Meredith Andrews or Receive Our King in the subject line. Do remember your mailing address. When we come back, we're going to listen to some of the songs from this amazing album. First one up is Come Thou, Long Expected Jesus. Wait to hear what Meredith does with this song. It's beautiful. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to my friend, singer-songwriter Meredith Andrews, celebrating the release of a brand new Christmas album, and it's worshipful and beautiful, titled Receive Our King. We've got three copies. I would love to get a copy into your hands. Just enter the drawing this way. Email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put either Meredith Andrews or Receive Our King in that subject line, and please don't forget your mailing address. So, Meredith, let's talk about Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. First of all, have you answered this question first? How you chose the songs? Were they favorites? Were they ones that were just sort of calling your name? How did you do that for this album?
Yeah. Well, we had about, I think, five original songs. So they, you know, we had written throughout the years that I had released previously. And then, you know, when it came to choosing more familiar Christmas songs or traditional Christmas songs, I wanted to do some that weren't quite as well known. You know, I feel like everyone does "O Holy Night" and "O Come Emmanuel." So I was like, how can we think outside the box a little bit and do some songs that maybe aren't as done on Christmas records? And for years, whenever I would talk about if I ever get to do a Christmas album, I said, I want to do the song Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And I knew that I wanted to do it a little bit differently than the way that it was originally written, but use the lyrics from, you know, the original song. And so this one was on the top of my list.
Wow. All right, let's listen in.
Yeah.
People free from
Was epic. That is so amazing, Meredith. Absolutely amazing.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, thank you. Just, okay, so I didn't. So when we decided to do it to come now, Jacob. So Jacob is producing it. He's my husband. We put it in. Usually the song is in like a 6/8. So for those of you who maybe aren't musical, it has more of like a swing feel.
Mm-hmm.
But instead we put it in 4/4 time, so it has a little more of a drive, you know, and you can kind of hear the bass drum kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to write a bridge because it just felt like it needed a lift. And we were talking about how, you know, this song was written kind of like, "Oh, come, O come, Emmanuel," basically saying, you know, come thou long expected Jesus. You know, your people have been waiting for you for all of these years. And then he comes on the scene and he's born to deliver us, right? And then it was like, well, how do we transition from Christmas and even saying the first coming of Jesus as the Messiah to the second coming of Jesus and saying, Lord, we're like, come quickly, Lord Jesus, you know? So we wrote that bridge just kind of saying, you know, you draw the hearts of every man, and you're, even as a baby, you were changing everything. You were reaching out to me and then going, now we are awaiting the day of your return, you know? And when we wrote that, Susie, I got so fired up that I was crying and I was punching Jacob and laughing and shouting.
That's when you know it's
so
good, when you got to punch your husband and you know, rejoicing. And I love that.
Yeah, he's fine. He wasn't hurt or anything. I was just so excited.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my hubby. That's how he knows I'm excited. Yeah. So I totally.
There you go.
So is he singing on that album with you? I know you have another Mike Weaver, but does Jacob sing as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was his voice, and it was funny.
Wow.
While I was listening, I was texting him, and he was like, I was talking with him, and I was like, hey, I'm listening to you on the radio. He's like, huh? Susie's playing Come Down, and you're singing right now.
Sounded. So, I was going to ask you, because he sounds fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, he does. I know. He sounds amazing.
Wow.
I think so, too.
Yep. What a
I'm
team.
A little partial.
Yeah, a little partial. Well, we've got about 3 minutes before break, and so I don't really want to cut off one of your songs. Well, I'm thinking here, I don't want to cut off one of your songs. So let's talk about what you're doing for Christmas. Just give us a little glimpse into your holidays, and then we can play a full song, Behold the Savior, on the other side of the break.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Well, we live in Nashville. We have 3 kids. Maverick is 7. Our second son, Remy, is 4.5. And our daughter, Frankie, is 3. And my parents are currently in from North Carolina. They came in on Saturday. And like I said, I just finished up a Christmas tour with 10th Avenue North and Zach Williams. We got in Monday morning, and it was a blast. It was so much fun. It was called Decade the Halls. Mm. And you know, I did my Christmas set at the beginning, and then Zach played, and then the 10th guys played their hits. And then they had an hour of just a song for each decade since the 20s. And so it was so much fun. Like, they had horns, and then they had, for like the 20s, they had like swing dancing, and then they had, you know, the 50s with Zach Williams came out, and they played this like rock and roll song kind of thing. And then I was on with the 70s. I had to wear a flower crown and bell bottoms and, you know, sing We Three Kings. It was just so much fun. And so now we're just kind of transitioning into being with family. And I'm so thankful for some time off. Like, I'm literally sitting in my sweats in my minivan just talking to you. And then Thursday, we're driving down to Louisiana because that's where my husband's family is from. So we'll get to spend about 5 days there with all the cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents. And it's going to be a great time.
That's fantastic. And then, so you've got your 5 days off. When do you kind of hit the road again after that?
I don't actually have to travel again until the first full weekend of January. So
nice.
I'll go to Denver like the 6th or something. So I've got a couple weeks off, which will be really needed and amazing.
Yeah, very, very good. We've got to watch my clock here, and I got a good minute left. And wondering if you could look back over this year, anything that God did or taught you that has kind of surprised you?
Oh, man, Susie, I have to say it in a minute.
Yeah.
right. This year has been so significant, and I and in so many little ways, but also in big ways. But one of the big ways is that we've seen God come through for us many times this year as our provider. Mm-hmm. We stepped off staff from a church in Chicago just in January, and because the Lord was saying to, and we were trying to be obedient, and we have seen him come through for us and take care of us through this whole year, and it's just been amazing. I could tell you story after story, but in that, he has increased our faith. You know, we're in a place of just being able to trust God more than we ever have, of being willing to take risks with the Lord and step out in faith, believing that he's going to come through because he has never let us down. And it's just fun when you just set out to go, okay, God, I trust you. My eyes are on you. Whatever you say, I give you my yes. And I'm going to step out in faith, believing you're going to come through.
Meredith, that was fantastic for 1 minute. That's a sermon right there. And I think someone needed to hear that. Maybe the winds of change are blowing for you and God's calling you out. And you wonder if he'll hold you up. Well, he indeed will. And Meredith's testimony should really serve to encourage you. Talking to Meredith Andrews, her album is Receive Our King. We're going to hear more songs from this beautiful album in just a moment. Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Glad to have you listening today. It's one of the editions that we do often on the show. We call it Artist Corner, where we invite great artists on to share their music and their hearts and the stories behind the songs. And my friend Meredith Andrews joined us today, and she's just a powerhouse. And she's got a new Christmas album titled Receive Our King. We're walking our way through some of the songs, hearing some of the story behind the songs. And this one, Behold the Savior. Before we listen, Meredith, tell us a little bit more about this song.
Yeah, well, Behold the Savior, I wrote probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was in the middle of July. Mm-hmm. That's when you write Christmas songs. And I was on an airplane, actually. I think I had just left like the National Worship Leader Conference and was going somewhere else. And I just had this idea for a Christmas song, and actually a few days later took it to my friend Mia Fields, who's a songwriter here in Nashville, and we finished it out. But the song basically is just saying that Jesus knew why he came. You know, when he was born, he knew that he would take the shame and the suffering and the sin of the whole world upon himself. And that's just amazing to me that he knew what his mission was from the very beginning, and he was still so willing just to step out of heaven and to meet us in our mess and to carry our weight. And that's it. Like, and he's still doing it. He's still, he has already borne our weight on the cross. But every moment of every day, he's saying, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And and we always have a choice to respond. And I hope that our response is worship and surrender. And so that's where Behold the Savior came from.
Beautiful. Let's listen in. Beautiful. Behold the Savior by Meredith Andrews. It's Artist Corner here today on Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and Meredith has a brand new album titled Receive Our King, and we sure love to get your name in on the drawing if you'd like to email us, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. So, Meredith, talk to us about the song Receive Our King.
Okay, Receive Our King was a song that I wrote with my friend Jared Anderson. He used to be a part of Desperation Band out in Colorado Springs at New Life Church, and we've written together several times throughout the years. And again, it was in the middle of the summer, I think probably two or three summers ago, and he came to town, and we were like, hey, let's write a Christmas song. He had an idea of just starting out this song saying, light my heart like a candle, let it burn for only you. And so we just kind of went from there, and even played off of Joy to the World when it says, let heaven and nature sing and prepare him room. And because the bridge, it says, prepare him room, let the light of the world shine through. And again, it was just kind of one of those things like where it, when we sing about the truth of Christmas and the fact that Jesus came like he did, it astounds me, Susie, because Jesus could have easily come as a king in a palace, but he chose to come as a baby born in a barn to this couple that nobody knew, you know, and a teenage girl who, you know, wasn't even married. And it's just amazing to me, like, the way that God works, and it's so opposite of the way that we think things should be run. But he finds the lowliest and the most humble circumstances, and he inserts himself into that. And he says, you know, I think the reason why is because he's saying, I am for all people.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no one too low. There's no one too far gone. There's doesn't matter the color of your skin or the amount of money in your bank account. Jesus is saying, I've come to rescue each person on this planet. And there's no length that I wouldn't go to demonstrate my love. And there's no place, there's no depth that I wouldn't go to reach them right where they are, again, in just the middle of our brokenness. And so one of my favorite lines in this song is, you came as a child beside us in our struggle. And that's so true. Jesus just came to meet us right where we are, to walk alongside of us. And now our response, we get to prepare him room, welcome him in, and receive our King.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And we need to pause and ponder how radical this story is, because it is, as you said, so very, very radical. And one scene that I go back to again and again, I've written about as well, is when you know, if you look at what made Jesus pause in the Gospels, it was either faith or unbelief. Those were the two things that gave him pause. Like, wow, never have I seen faith.
Right.
Or, wow, I can't really believe your unbelief. And so when the disciples ran back to him and said, you know, Jesus, the demons obey us, you would think, based on what you'd seen with him, that he would say, yeah, I told you this faith stuff works. But he didn't. He said, don't marvel that the demons obey you. In other words, I already told you that was going to happen. But marvel that your name is written in the book of life. Like, don't ever lose sight of the fact that this is a miracle. Your salvation is a miracle. And I just think that's what keeps us grounded, isn't it? When you think of how radically he came and how radically we're saved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a marvel, isn't it?
Yeah. It is astounding. Oh, amazing.
Love it. Okay, let's listen to Meredith Andrews sing, Receive Our King. Absolutely beautiful. That's Meredith Andrews. We're pausing for our last break. When we come back, we'll hear a couple more songs off of her brand new album, Receive Our King. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. As I said, it's another Artist Corner with singer-songwriter Meredith Andrews. If you've not heard her music, I can't imagine that's true. But if not, check her out. Absolutely amazing. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Beautiful. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to my friend, singer-songwriter Meredith Andrews today, celebrating the release of her beautiful Christmas album, Receive Our King. And wow, it's just fantastic. Is it tricky for you, Meredith, on the other side, listening to the finished product as we play some of these songs? What's that like for you?
Well, I mean, it's always been just kind of surreal, you know. Like, I remember the first time I ever heard my song, one of my songs on the radio, I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience, you know. But that was like 10 years ago, so I've gotten maybe a little more used to it. And for this Christmas album, it's honestly, if I can even say this, it's probably one of the only of my albums that I'll listen to. Like, I've actually been turning it on because I love Christmas music and I love these songs. And I feel like they were really authentic to me. And the sound that came out was exactly what I wanted it to sound like. And I wanted it to be worshipful. And it is for me even now. So
that's fantastic.
If nobody else listens to my Christmas album, I'm listening to it.
I doubt that's the case, but fantastic. Okay, yeah. How about this one? He has come for us. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Yeah. So God rest ye merry gentlemen was always one of my favorite Christmas songs. And so the very first time my record label came to me and said, hey, we want you to do a Christmas single this year, I knew exactly that I wanted to do God Rest Ye and maybe put like a chorus and a bridge to it. So that's pretty much what we did. I mean, it was literally maybe 6 or 7 years ago. So this one's been around a while. This is just a new version of it. But I went to my friend Jason Ingram, and we were in the writing room for about 30 minutes, and we, you know, just kind of finagled like where the verse would sit and what the music would be around it. And then we wrote a chorus, and I just love the picture of saying the phrase, he has come for us, that he came for us. He came to rescue us. He, was not willing to leave us in the state that we were in. And when he found us, he was not willing. He takes us to a place where we can grow, and he's not willing to leave us in the place where he found us, because he's wanting to call us up, and he's wanting to show us our purpose and give us an identity that is found only in him. And all these things to me are wrapped up in this song, even though it's very simple, but just saying that he came for each of us, no matter what our background, no matter what our choices or how we've responded to the gospel in the past. The fact is, and will never change, that Jesus came for us to rescue the world and reconcile us to himself and to the Father.
Awesome. Let's listen in.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope for all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah. God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Nothing like a Christmas song that brings in the old tradition and brings a new, fresh perspective on worship. Boy, Meredith, fantastic. That was Meredith Andrews off of her album, Receive Our King. We've had probably just enough time to hear one more song and spend a little bit of time praying here. Away in the Manger, The Gospel Changes Everything. Talk about this song.
Yeah, so The Gospel Changes Everything was actually on my Worth It All album a few years back. But this song always strikes me at Christmas time in a different light. And it just says, the gospel changes everything, and it is changing me. Mm. And I just know, Susie, that I'm not the same person as I was even 3 months ago, because we're going from glory to glory, right? And God is always doing a work inside of us if we'll let him. And he's wanting to grow us and take us deeper and further into who he is. And hear his voice and understand his word. And I've just seen that all throughout my life, God just being faithful to pursue me and to draw me closer to himself. And it's not just a story, you know, this Christmas story. It's so much more than just a story. It has the power to change us from the inside out, to raise us from death to life because of who Jesus is and because of what he did when he came. It changes everything. And then we just put a chorus of Away in a Manger kind of on top of it to Christmas it up a little bit. And my 7-year-old son, Maverick, is singing that. So it's extra special to me.
Love it. Let's listen in.
Changes everything. The turning point in history. Even now it's changing me from who I was. The The story of my Savior comes, meets you the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything, and it is changing me. You saved my soul.
Up to the end, I wanted you to hear as much of this song as possible. Meredith, thank you. Thank you for joining us today, and we wish you a blessed Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Love you, dear girl. Bless you. Check out Meredith's album, Receive Our King. Let's listen up till the end.